But that was beginning to happen. I mean, it's also right around the same time there are Jerry Mulligan's octets and tentets, and there's tuba players coming along like Billy Butterfield and Bill Barber, of course, who was the great one, and the softer colors of the horn and French horn were being discovered by almost everybody.
So other people were thinking in these terms also.
And that's also where strings came in much more. You know, they were a rarity with the big bands.
Yeah.
But then it really became almost every recording they'd had to have strings, and Charlie Parker with strings and all of that. So this all began to just sort of open up very gradually. And you can say this is some kind of aspect of the beginnings of Third Stream to produce in a jazz piece and but a whole new color spectrum for jazz. Now the real reason that happened, apart from what you're saying, the more overt and explicit reason was that the Birth of the Cool octet instrumentation came right out of the Claude Thornhill band. Because Bill Barber was the tuba player. Thornhill had gotten him right after the war. And he'd gotten Gil Evans.
Gil Evans was arranging.
And he got the two most amazing horn players. Sandy Stiegelstein was one of them. I mean, amazing, not as improvisers, but the most beautiful tone, the real French horn tone. And whoever, I forget the second player, who was a dear friend of mine. We used to hang out at Carnegie Delicatessen all night long. So that's where that came from. And there's no question about it, because John and Miles were so enamored of the Claude Thornhill Orchestra with this incredible color range, from the brightest to the darkest, and all